Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
The Council of Franks, on behalf of delicious Oscar Mayer 100% Beef Franks, has declared its official position. Oscar Mayer 100% Beef Franks are 100% Beef Frank delicious. This summer, choose delicious. Choose 100% beef. Keep it Oscar.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Fragrance Fridays. This is your host, Ekta. Today's feature is so special to me because I really, really adore the message behind this perfume line. I mean, I'm a huge enthusiast, as you know, for good perfumery, for unique perfumes especially. And most importantly, I'm a huge lover of music, all things music. I grew up on music. I learned English from music growing up when I first came to this country. So it's very near and dear to my heart. So to be able to host a brand like this is really, really a dream come true. And I have just fallen in love with everything that they stand for. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the co-founder of Juicebox Perfumes, Andrea Valdo. And also, before we welcome Andrea to the show, I want to encourage all of you, go onto the website right now. It's JUSBOXperfumes.us and check out the whole line as we are going through this interview, because that's going to really help you guys to get an idea of what we're talking about. Some of the scents on here on the website that you're going to notice have just the most amazing names. They have the coolest stories behind them, the coolest inspirations in terms of genres of music. So, you know, I'm not going to rant much longer, but I really, really would encourage you guys, follow along on the website. But welcome to the show, Andrea. Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you so much for giving me the honor to host you.
Hello, Ekta. I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I started for many years ago, so.
Yeah.
Basically, first of all, I created this brand with my sister, Chiara. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing that I can say that we were born in a perfumery. That means that our parents met in a perfumery because they were working already in the business. And so the first time they met each other were in a perfumery. So actually we were born in this business, and we grew up full of our houses were like full of perfumes and creams and skincare lines. So of course we really grew up loving this business and loving the perfumery and trying products on the skin and spraying all the fragrance around. So it was like a game for us when our father was taking home products and try them, and so it was very cool, and we really loved it from where we were kids basically. So
yeah.
But of course, during life, of course, I was like a little rebel when I was a kid. So I didn't want to start working with the family as from the beginning. So I studied chemical engineering. I worked with different multinational companies. But 20 years ago, I joined my father and my sister in the business. And so we started distributing brands in Italy, especially niche brands. And in 2016, we launched our brand of perfumes. So basically, this is a little bit of my story.
I love that. No, I love that you have this, you know, kind of in your DNA because you grew up around it. You know, that's so interesting to me when I hear founders tell me that, because I feel like the best things come from those, you know, those kind of backgrounds and those kind of, you know, just inspirations and visions. Because, you know, as kids, we're so impressionable. You know what I mean? So like everything that we see, we kind of soak it up and then we create something beautiful from it. And you really have. So I love the line.
You develop when you are kids a lot of sensibility in listen to fragrance and to love them and to, you know, so I think this is really important. That's something that is part of your DNA, not just something that you learn. Of course, you have to study, you have to learn, you have to discover. But if you have something that is inside of you, I think it makes a lot of difference.
Absolutely.
Of course, I just want to underline that I'm not a nose. I'm not a perfumer. So I'm just a creator. So everything we do with Juicebox is created by myself and my sister. And but of course, we work with the best perfumer in the world, like Dominique Ropion or Julien Rasquinet, Antoine Lee. So we really want to have the best of the best in terms of fragrances, but also packaging. So really pick up everything we can for making our brand the best quality we can find in the market.
Right. No, I mean, I apologize for, you know, introducing you as like the perfumer behind it. But really, for me, I think as a consumer, what I love is that when a fragrance line really captivates me, it's never about just the scent. You know, it's more about the feeling, right? I mean, it's everything you mentioned. It's the packaging. It's the way that it's brought to you. It's the way it's presented to you. It's the idea behind it. I mean, for example, I've been dying to talk to you, Andrea, because your fragrance called Beat Cafe has really mesmerized me, you know, in so many ways. Obviously, the scent is phenomenal. It is absolutely beautiful. But the idea of Beat Cafe, I mean, I remember being, you know, in high school, and that's when I first remembered, you know, diving into the Beat authors era, right? And I was always a fan of Dylan. Yeah. I was always a fan of Jimi Hendrix. I was always a fan of that time period. And, you know, for everyone listening, if you don't know any Beat authors, you might know of, for example, Charles Bukowski is the biggest one that comes to mind. So when I saw that specific fragrance, you know, and I saw everything around it, right? The story and the idea that you had, and this beautiful way of bringing that idea into a fragrance. I mean, I'm in love with that fragrance because I'm in love with the memories it's brought to me, right?
Exactly.
As a child,
exactly.
Right? So
sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. You spot exactly the feeling and what you really want to create with Juicebox. So the idea for us was it created something to share emotions. So perfumes and music are all about emotions or about memories and what the memories create, the emotion in our heart. So of course, so for this reason, when we came out with the brand, we wanted to speak about the emotion we can create to the consumers. So we didn't want to speak about us, about how I woke up in the morning or how I feel in the morning, because I thought people didn't care about that. We wanted to speak about music because there are so many similarities with the perfumery. It can really get this emotion to the heart of people. So what you are telling me about Beat Cafe, it makes me really, really happy because it's exactly what we wanted to express with our fragrances, to create a scenario that people can understand, can see our vision on the fragrance, and can really share these emotions with you, with the consumer, with everybody can experience our fragrances.
I love that. No, I mean, I think you've really done a great job because, I mean, even as soon as I opened the package, you know what I mean? It was like, it's kind of coming back to that conversation we were just having about how a fragrance is much more than just the scent itself, you know, because even when I opened the package, I mean, that's just one example, you know, I can give you other examples as well. You know, when you open the whole package for everyone listening, when you buy a fragrance from Juicebox and you open the actual packaging, you open and dive into it, you are immediately taken to a place when it comes to the memories of music you have, depending on the genre you've loved. Like, for example, there's another one, Feel and Chill. Feel and Chill is one of the most amazing, like nostalgia, you know, giving fragrances for me as well, because I spent a lot of time in Europe, you know, growing up, traveling, and I was very into the DJ scene. You know, a lot of my friends were DJs. We went partying in the rave scene, you know, the whole idea behind it. I mean, you've really taken the music and not just made it about music, you've made it about the feeling that the music evoked from people. You know what I mean? And the feeling of like after you engage with the music. I mean, for example, if anyone's ever been, you know, partying in Europe, you know that you go all night and then in the morning you watch the sunset, You know what I mean? Or the sunrise, yeah. Sorry, I should say. And you, what I mean? You wake up at the sunrise and you have like a nice drink with your friends and you wait. It's a whole experience, right? So it'll bring you back to that and it will bring you back to that feeling. And so this feeling is what I want to talk to you about, Andrea, is like when you were designing every single scent and trying to figure out, you know, what can I really put together here, you know, for this, like what music genre, what feeling, what, like, what was the homework like for that, you know, in terms of really getting the ideas together on paper and putting that, you know, into the vision? Like, can you walk us through that?
Yeah, we were lucky that both of us, myself and my sister, love music, but love music in the deep. And in the, our life, we were so happy to discover many different kind of music. We were curious to change kind of music. So when I was younger, I was, you know, quite sad because all my friends had a favorite band. I didn't have a favorite band. So to looking for my favorite band, I was really searching and searching and trying new sound, new genre, new everything. So and my sister was the same. So we came out at the point that we are not music expert. We are music lovers. I think this is something really, really different. So we really feel the music and we love the genre. We love to discover. So when we come with the fragrance, we really talk together and we try to match the idea of the music we love, of course, but to create also an olfactive scenario. So to try to put the olfactive notes into the music notes and vice versa. And this is a very funny game and not easy because it's not easy. Of course, it's our interpretation. But I think when you make something with love and with the, all your feelings, I think you really come out with something that people can understand.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think, and you brought up a very, very good point and this idea of bringing notes into the actual fragrance. You know, it's like tying two senses together, right? I mean, how difficult is that? That's, it's hard enough to get people to understand the scent part, right? I mean, but then to bring in that idea of, you know, sound and all the memories that have come with sound. I always say, you know, Andrea, that, you know, our sense of smell is our, obviously neuroscience has proven, you know, at this point that it's the quickest way for us to remember things, right? But I always, a sound is as well, just like that, right? I mean, it's like, if you remember a piece of music or some lecture or anything, right? Some noise, and it brings you back to a time, that's very powerful as well. So the fact that you've combined both of these together, that's very, very powerful. And you've done it beautifully. Yeah. So,
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's also very interesting because when we share our ideas with the perfumers, it's very easy to talk with them because I'm just not talking about my feeling, but just talking about our feeling, of course. We're just talking about something that I really can understand because, of course, music is for everybody. And I like the idea that in this project, everybody we work with really put themselves in the project. So because they can understand exactly what I'm talking about. If I want to talk about feeling chill, talking about lounge music, relaxing music, and of course, also the performer, it's easy for him to try to put all himself and understand exactly what I'm doing, what I want to say with the perfumes. So this was really, really incredible. And I'm very happy that this kind of idea was really well understood by all the people we work with, especially with the perfumer.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can definitely, it's interesting that you said that, but I can definitely see it becoming easier for the perfumer if you give them a point of time that they can personally, you know what I mean, relate to. Like, it's one thing to explain to somebody, oh, I want something that reminds me of like jasmine and nighttime or something like that. But it's different to say, no, make a perfume about this specific genre of music. You know what I mean? Like, this is the feeling I'm going for. You know, that's very different. So that's cool that you've been able to work with them like that. I mean, I don't know much about, you know, like, people who are really, you know, they're the creators of the scents themselves, but I do know that they are, you know, they're artists at the end of the day. So what better canvas can you give an artist than, you know, nostalgia, right? And nostalgia moment. Yeah. Now I want to ask you, Andrea, you know, growing up, you know, in terms of, I know there's the music component very heavy here, but in terms of the fragrances that you grew up loving, you know, grew up remembering, what are some things that come to mind, you know, in terms of scents or maybe even notes that you recall that you wanted to incorporate into the actual line?
This is a complex question because, no, I have... I had a lot of fragrances in the house. So, of course, I grew up with a lot of fragrances. Of course, I still remember my love fragrances in terms of brands or name of fragrances. But if you're talking about ingredients, for sure, my first memory is vanilla because mm-hmm. of my grandmother. So we go back, you know, to memories and emotions. Yeah. Because I really have this specific... smell in my mind when I used to go to my grandmother's house and she was very often cooking cookies with vanilla. And I think this is something that is really part of my olfactory memories. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. of course, flowers. Flowers, I think jasmine is something that grows very in all our city. All the city I used to live, there was a lot of jasmine, and especially in spring when the jasmine blows. I mean, it's for a couple of days, all the streets are full of this smell that is incredibly nice and mild and comfortable that I really love. In terms of fragrance, I think that I really love the three or four fragrances. One was Kuro. One is Le Male, of course, and Fahrenheit by Dior as well. So I think my first perfume memories are going to these three fragrances, I guess.
That's interesting. No, that's very interesting. It just, I mean, I ask you because it just gives me a little look into your past too, you know, before the line. That's very interesting to hear. And I think, you know, you've done a really great job with making the line very unique as well. You know, that's one thing I really wanted to point out was that, you know, the fragrances are just very, very unique in the sense of like they have all these beautiful notes, but you know, they, like I said, obviously it's around the genre of music, but they really elicit something. Like, for example, we were talking earlier about the ones that I, you know, because for everyone listening, by the way, I just want to say this, when you go onto the website, there will be a quiz. Okay. I really urge you to take that quiz because that quiz will tell the algorithm what most likely is going to go well with your music taste. And I did the quiz and it really gave me some great options, you know. So when I, you know, smelled them, I was like, this is, for example, one of them was you know, one of them was the one that was the one that was inspired by hip-hop, right? The hip-hop
yes,
scene
yes.
in America.
Nightflow, and, yeah.
Yeah, and that Nightflow, and it was so beautiful to smell because it has a very leather smell to it, like in the beginning. And I was instantly so mesmerized because I've never smelled any other fragrance that does leather like that. I mean, it was so, so good because I have many in my collection that are saying, oh, we have a leather smell to this, or like there is some notes in there, but this one is very reminiscent of that time, but also in terms of adding something unique to your collection. I mean, this is one of the most unique fragrances I have in my collection, you know what I mean? Because of that. So that's where I was asking you, because, you know, some of the fragrances have this very interesting component when it comes to the olfactory side of things, you know? So I think that one's really, really cool, you know, in terms of like really eliciting that feeling.
I think this research of ingredients comes also to the fact that we are lucky to also go to the lab sometimes and to talk with the perfumers and to find new ingredients and to search new ingredients. And I think that if you want to make a nice perfume, or you can like or dislike my brand, I don't care, but you cannot say it is not qualitative. So this is the one point that we wanted, you know, to really underline when we started to work on the project. And so we really tried to find a very qualitative and different and interesting ingredients, We love a lot of the natural ingredient that we work a lot with Julien and Dominique, because they pick up the best ingredient of LMR. This is laboratory in Grasse that they work with as well. And so we like very special distillations. And I think this is an important part if you want to develop a brand, just not to come out with a perfume, but really research and try to find the best you can get to make the customer happy. So I think this is something that is also, I think, to buy perfume also to try to really make your personality better. So you want to feel better, you want to feel different, you want to really express your personality. So I think that through the quality and the beautiful ingredients, you can really do that in a very interesting way.
Yeah, and that's very well said. Thank you for explaining that, because yeah, I agree with you. I think that, you know, the quality is something you can never argue with. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, Andrea, you'll be surprised, not even in the fragrance world, but in the world of, for example, skincare. You know, some of my other episodes, I always have to explain to founders, it's like, you know, exactly what you said here, which is make something where no one can ever question the quality of your product, okay? Because that will stand the test of time, you know, at the end of the day. I mean, people can resonate with something or not, but quality, you can't refute exactly. That, you know? You can't exactly. Refute that. Yeah. So I, you know, and that really leads me to some other types of questions I have, because, you know, I'm very curious, you know, how was the whole process like in terms of like packaging? Because your packaging is very unique. I love it. I mean, the top, for everyone listening out there, you know, the top of the fragrance is this beautiful vinyl record, you know, design. And it's just, it's beautiful. I mean, it's simplistic, it's minimalistic, but it's beautiful in the sense of the accenting, right? So you have this beautiful top that's accenting the fragrance. It's really making that feeling of music come to life. So, you know, how was all of that in terms of creating that packaging, working with the manufacturers, you know, bringing your design to life? I mean, did you know that that's what you wanted the packaging to look like, or how did it work?
It was a long process. I think it took about 4 years from this, the beginning of the project when we went in the first shop. We designed everything. So we designed the bottle with the glassmaker, we designed the cap. So everything and the box, everything was really, and for one side was what, because everything is inspired by music. So also the packaging. So the size of the box is like a CD, of course, not the square part is like, and inside you can find, as a CD, you can find the leaflet that can explain the concept. Of course, as you said, the cap is a vinyl. It's the bottle. It reminds a jukebox, of course, like a kind of inspiration. So of course, right. Everything was inspired by music, also in the packaging, and we really believe in the Italian design, the Italian manufacturer. So everything is made in Italy. So as I said before, when we talk with the expert of every single component. Was quite easy balancing the inspiration of the music and the knowledge of all our supplier in order to create something that was qualitative or was matching perfectly the concept. This is basically how the packaging is coming from. And also we associate every fragrance with a pattern that, so we wanted to have something that was very simple on the front. So if you see any kind, if you see the bottle, if you see the box in the front, is very clean, it's very pure. If you see the side, there are colors, there are patterns, they are of both the fragrance and the bottle and the box. So, as I said, every fragrance is also associated to any kind of pattern that can really explain the concept and the origin of the fragrance.
I love that. I really, and yeah, I noticed all of those little details. I mean, it's very detail oriented, the packaging. I mean, you know, every little thing is like as if you thought it out, you know, and that's why I asked you, because I was like, how many iterations did it take before you finalized your packaging? Because it's very, very beautiful, you know.
Yeah, so it's funny also because we have a very special size because, of course, everything is personalized. So we have the mold about everything. And yeah, also the size of the bottle is a 78 ml. Let me say, why you say this is a crazy size, but it was an homage to the first vinyl that was 78 RPM. So we wanted to really have this very different size just to, you know, also underline in this part the link to music and to the first vinyl. So it was
that's
quite
so cool. Wow, that's so cool. I did not know that. That's really cool. I mean, that's really staying, you know, I think that's so interesting that you really went with that as like this little detail turned into such an important part of your actual, like, you know, the actual package, you know, in terms of how much product you're giving. That's so interesting that you did that. I love that. I mean, I don't think a lot of companies can say they can do that. I haven't seen that before. So that's, for me, that's really interesting. And as a consumer, I really applaud you for that because, you know, at the end of the day, we usually end up paying for things that are very bare minimum. You know what I mean? So that's really nice of you to think of your consumers and to keep that in mind. I mean, you get a lot. I mean, you get a lot of perfume. And at the end of the day, they're all scents, you guys, like for everyone listening, they're all scents that you're going to fall in love with. You really are. I mean, the quality, like we said, it's right there. But, you know, the packaging is something you're going to just fall immediately in love with. I mean, you're going to want to display these perfumes on your vanity front and center. I mean, that's how I felt, you know, when I first opened them and then I first experienced them. So I think that your work really speaks for itself, Andrea. I think you've done a beautiful job here.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the business of fragrance, because I think this is an area that not many people are able to explain or really even kind of reveal some information about. What was it like for you to embark on this journey from the business side? And when I say that, I mean, you know, like, for example, were there surprises about things like cost of production or, you know, things that were like hidden things you didn't really know about that you discovered on your journey, you know, and anything that you can give us, you know, in terms of information about what the actual business side was like?
But the business, it changed very fast, like everything. When I joined the company 20 years ago, the business was very different. We were one of the first ones to talk about artistic perfumes, niche, and everything was very mainstream, linked to big brands. And of course, also the production side was very different. I mean, in terms of finding raw materials and having his own mold and everything was very complicated. I think now the situation is much better in terms that creativity is getting better. I mean, there's more chance to create different things. Also, the supplier are more flexible to listen to people. I think there's a huge interest also about the consumer, about the artistic perfumery, the niche perfumeries. I think this is much better for creating new products. In terms of quality of the product, this really depends on what you want to do. A product can be incredibly expensive if you make everything not standard, or can be really cheap if you make everything standard. So this is really what you want to have, which kind of product you want to do. So it really depends of your idea of making perfumes or making products. For sure, what I was shocked was the price of some raw materials, especially when you make fragrances. So there are raw materials like special iris that, for example, we use in one of our fragrances, is Visionary Eye. That is its iris from Florence that can cost 10,000 euros a kilo. So that means it's unbelievable. Or some specific wood that are more or less the same price. So and it's very difficult to try to explain to the customer how expensive can be a raw material. So, and this is during my production career that this the thing that shocked me most probably.
Yeah, that's very expensive, and I didn't know iris was that expensive. You know, from that, I mean, I think that's interesting because, you know, I didn't know how it worked actually. You know, under I'll be honest with you, when it comes to say, if you go to a, you know, to the perfumer and you say that I want to create this, okay, I want these notes in there, I want these ingredients in there, and then they tell, what do they just give you a bill, or do they say like, no, this is where you have to this is where you have to source it from, or do you have to come to them with all of that homework? I mean, what is that process like?
No, the process is, we're talking about fragrance. We talk with the perfumer. We talk about what you want to do. Of course, after many years, they know exactly what you want. But especially in the beginning, we just have to, of course, you give a budget. The budget means that a range you want to spend on the fragrance. And from that, you say, if you know that you want to use a specific kind of ingredient like iris or wood, of course, you know that the budget has to be high. And when they come back and you say, when the perfumer makes the first trial and makes some samples, so we see if we like the fragrance or if we want to make any changement, the perfumer can also say, oh, if you want to make this changement, it can be more expensive, the fragrance. So of course, you have to understand which kind of direction you wanna take. It's not an easy process, I think when you know exactly what you want to go and exactly how you want to create the fragrance, you can learn quite fast.
That makes sense. Thank you. Yeah, for answering that. Because I was just curious, you know, because I didn't know what goes beyond behind the scenes in terms of, you know, that connection between the visionary and the actual perfumer themselves, you know, when it comes to this part. But that makes sense what you said. And I find it to be very interesting. You know, I think that with fragrance, we often think as consumers, oh, you know, like who understands that iris is this expensive? No one, right? Like as a consumer.
Yeah, no. This is the... We don't know that. No, yeah. Yes, this is the, I mean, but as I say to you before, we want to deliver quality. Hope that the consumer can understand that. Otherwise, we are sure that we are delivering a good product to the customer. And this is important for us. I mean, of course, more and more you go, you understand perfumes, more and more we see that you find perfume lovers, perfume experts, people that really can understand the difference between a qualitative fragrance and not a qualitative fragrance. And I think that the fact that the artistic perfumery is developing so fast, because when people try a qualitative product, they find difficult to go back and buy another one. And I think this is the most important thing about this artistic perfumery business. And we are trying to do our best to, you know, to keep the people entering in our specific business and to find their own fragrance and the qualitative one and the one they love, the one they can really proud to wear, you know. And I think to talk about music, this was the point that we started. We really want to try to, because sometimes when I started working in this business, I found out that artistic perfumery, the niche perfumery, was very conservative, and sometimes was a little bit difficult to decodificate the, you know, the language we are talking about. Sometimes we are talking about ingredients, we're talking about concentration, we are talking about something very technical. And I think this is, of course, it's important to deliver to the customer. But at the same time, we are selling emotion. We are selling something that is not complicated. I mean, so we thought that talking about music and talking about, you know, a genre or icons or something, a language that people can understand better, we can really make them having an emotions and also try to understand the quality through something that they can really understand. Because everybody has their own favorite music, as family band, family. Everybody, if you talk about music, everybody knows something. If you're talking about perfumes, I'm not sure. You know what I mean? So I think that the beauty of this business and the idea we had, I don't want to say that we had a great idea, but I'm sure we wanted to have something that was easy to understand. And I think music was really important also to make people enter this specific artistic perfumery business and at the same time understand the quality.
No, I think that, you know, you've done an extraordinary job, Andrea. You know, you guys have really, really created it. I mean, at the end of the day, you're right. You know, music is something everyone can understand. And that really leads me to my question about this unisex era of perfumery that we're entering. Okay. This is a big, you know, topic. And I think right now everyone's talking about it, especially when it comes to packaging, especially when it comes to the feel of a perfume. People love, you know, trying to explain why it's important to have unisex perfumes. And I can't think of a better idea than this, to have a unisex perfume. You know, how many people can say that there's a gender to any type of music genre? No one. I mean, and music is music. It resonates with everybody, and so should perfumery. So I would love to just get your ideas and your thoughts on this topic, you know, about unisex perfumery and, you know, just what your opinions are, because I think it's important to express that nowadays, you know, when everyone's talking about it.
No, you got the point exactly. So if you want to ask any question about the perfumery, you can ask, make an example with music. And this is something we love. And about this specific topic, it's exactly what you said. I mean, music is for everybody. Nobody says, okay, there's a female singer, but the music is for everybody. You know what I mean? So. Yeah. Of course, there is a possibility, and this is the same in perfumery, that a specific singer is loved by 80% by woman or 80% by man. This is possible because the kind of music is preferred by specific genre. But gender, sorry. But I think, you know, that perfumes are for everybody. You have to spray it, you have to like it. If you like it, you like it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. And I think it's a perfect expression of our era. And I know that a lot of new designers or important designers now are making garments just for people. They don't even say this is for men or for women. And I think this is the right, you know, direction that you should have when you make a product in the future. I think we are all the same. We are driven by emotion, so we should let our emotion go and just not think about if it's for man, for woman. This is just, I think, a matter of taste, and that's it. As I said before, it's a matter of fact that specific raw materials are loved by men or women more, but this is just statistics. It's not, you know, there's a really meaning or the really specific reason for that.
No, I agree. And, you know, in the words of Bob Dylan, the times, they are changing, right? I mean, they really are. Times are changing. We are coming into a better understanding. And I think that what you said is so true. You know, even with fashion, it's something that we have to embrace. You know, at the end of the day, you know, even when I look at, you know, the line and what you've created, you know, going back to Beat Cafe, for example, I mean, those artists at that time of the Beat Authors era, you know, Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix, all these people, they were inspired by music that was not even from the same race that they were. Yeah. You know, if you read Bob Dylan's biographies, you know, he says all the time, I was inspired by blues. I was inspired by old America. I was inspired by black artists. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you understand that even in the music itself, there was no such thing as gentrification of that music. You know, so to bring that and to make that, you know, the essence of what you're creating with Perfumery is so brilliant on so many levels, because even the artists that were the inspiration behind some of these, you know, the scents, they even believed in this back then, you know, this idea of everyone is equal. We must create equality in this world, you know, in some way. And I think that, you know, what you've created here is such a testament to that. You know what I mean? So I love it. I think it's a great, great, great line. And I really encourage everybody, you know, if you're looking for a very unique scent and you're looking for something that really is just wonderful, right? And you're in your collection, we all want that wonderful piece in our perfume collection that's going to remind us of something. It's going to bring back a memory. It's going to give us some good in the day. This is a really great line, guys. I mean, I can't rave about it enough. Andrea, you know, you're a genius for creating this.
Thank you. I
really, really am such a fan. And, you know, my ending question for you is really some advice, if you can give us some advice for the young professionals out there, the young, you know, kids that want to go into perfumery, or they want to go into creating the vision of a brand, you know, vision of a line. Any advice, any guidance you can offer them?
Yeah, of course. I think passion is the base of everything. So of course, if you have passion, if you like this business, of course, you have to really believe in that. And yeah, of course, study, it's important. I mean, education, it's the base of everything. But a part of that, it's just the passion is drives everything. Just let the passion go and follow it. And if you like, you know, to be a perfumer or to be a marketing person in this business, of course, there's now there are more and more specific school for that, and are in Italy and France now. There's a lot of important school. They are making specific courses on the marketing of the fragrance, on the skincare, on the production, and so more and more there's more attention to this business. And and I think it's quite easy now to find also a specific education and school that is about this specific world. But at the base of everything, I think the passion and it's really key. So it's important that to keep you know the emotional part really part of this business, because so more than others, it really is based on this. So it's nothing linked to mathematics or engineering. It's more like passion and emotions and something that it's really at the base of the business.
I love that. That's really good advice. And I hope everyone listening, you know, if you are an aspiring, you know, perfumer, or maybe somebody who's aspiring to be part of a line, you know, creating a line, definitely please pay heed to those, that wonderful advice, because you're right, Andrea, it's about a feeling, it's about a passion, it's about what you, I mean, at the end of the day, we have to figure out what we want to do and stick to it and really understand that this is something that's coming from the right place. So I agree with you. I think that's very, very good advice. And for everyone listening, I want you to just remind you, the website where you can go to shop the line if you're in the US is JUSBOX perfumes.us. Make sure that you go to the website and check out all of the fragrances. Obviously take the quiz. It'll give you a really great starting place in terms of guiding you, and then kind of just explore. I mean, that's really the best part, right? Is you, when you discover a new perfume line, you get to explore and you get to have fun, and that's what it's all about. So I really encourage everybody. Yeah, just have fun with it. You know, this is a really fun line. It's a really, really fun fragrance line. And it's like we said here in the interview, it's all quality. So you're never going to, there's not a single scent in the collection that's not top quality. So, you know, rest easy on that, but have fun and let us know what you think. Chime in with your comments, feedback, questions. We will pass them to Andrea's team and get some answers for you if you have any questions. But thank you, Andrea, so much for this.
Thank you very much, Hector. Very nice conversation. I really love that. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.